This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
The views conveyed by the guests on this program do not necessarily represent the views of the host or owners of the Doggy Diva Show and do not necessarily constitute endorsement of products. Medical information shared by the guests on this program are those of the guests and are for informational purposes only. They should not replace the medical advice of your veterinarian.
Hi, this is Susan Marie from the Doggy Diva Show. In this episode, a pet expert shares helpful fall weather advice and Halloween safety tips for your pets. That's what's on our show, so let's get started.
Come here, babies. It's time for a treat. The Doggy Diva Show. Here's national award-winning author and animal advocate, Susan Marie.
Hi, welcome to the Doggy Diva Show, the show for animal lovers. I'm your host, Susan Marie, and as always, I'm joined by my canine co-hosts, the Doggy Divas themselves. Thank you for joining us today as we bring you the experts in the pet and animal world right to you. Contact us at thedoggydiva.com. That's the doggydiva.com. We love hearing from you. So go grab a cup of coffee and your pet's favorite treat, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Need the perfect gift for the cat lover in your life? Check out ComfortDiva.com. We have cat-tastic gifts to make you smile, like cat-themed tote bags, kitchen towels, quirky mugs, and stylish t-shirts. For holiday gifts or anytime, ComfortDiva.com has it all. Treat the cat lady in your life to something pawsome and save 20% with coupon MEOW20. Visit ComfortDiva.com today because every cat lover deserves a little comfort. ComfortDiva.com, where comfort meets catitude.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. Even in sunny Florida, we appreciate the cooler fall weather. While around the country, many of you might be enjoying leaf peeping, visiting pumpkin patches, or maybe enjoying a cup of hot cocoa or apple cider. No matter where we live, there are fall-related safety issues that could affect our pets. And speaking of fall and fun with our pets, let's not forget the ultimate treat, Halloween! So with us today is Monica Layton, owner of Professional Pet Sitting, to share some helpful tips so we can all enjoy the beautiful weather and safely celebrate Halloween with our pets. Welcome back, Monica.
Hi, thank you.
Well, as tradition has it, with the change of seasons, you always bring us helpful health and safety information for our beloved fur kids. Can you share some advice for pet parents navigating the potential issues that they may encounter during the fall months? You know, we're heard nationwide, so it just gets a little cool in Florida, but I know that things really start to change nationwide, and I do miss the leaves changing colors.
So, yeah, fall brings some great things. It's nice to have things cool down a little bit. People like to get outside more. It's not as hot. But again, as you said, it comes with some potential dangers. So if we want to be able to get outside with our pets and have, you know, a great time and keep them safe during the fall, just a couple things to be aware of. I know in some areas they, you know, start getting snow, and snow and ice can cause cracked and bleeding paws. A lot of the salt and chemical de-icers can also be toxic if it's licked off the paws. So always be careful with that if, you know, your area is getting any, you know, snowfall at all soon. You always want to make sure that your pet is microchipped. And we talk about this so much during, you know, disaster season and things like that. There's been research done that snow can affect your pet's sense of smell and also the ability to sometimes find their way around. So an area that may be familiar to them, you know, at one point may not be familiar to them, you know, in the snow. So definitely making sure your pet's identifiable, you know, make sure your pet is up to date if they're out in areas where they're going to come in contact with wildlife. I know during this time of the year, the wildlife, like in particular, skunks, snakes, they're out and about as they get ready to prepare for the winter time that's going to be following, and you don't want to come across a skunk and deal with that, or snakes that could possibly be toxic or be venomous that can cause an issue for our pets. Another hazard is our mushrooms. You know, a lot of mushrooms start growing. They can cause different symptoms. And I know when it comes to mushrooms, different mushrooms are hard to identify and they can lead to different problems. And they kind of classify them into three different groups, like GI issues, neurological issues, and ones that are, you know, extremely toxic that can cause organ damage, death. Always, if your pet gets into a mushroom, try to take one with you to the vet's office. That way they can attempt to identify it if you're not exactly sure what it is. And definitely just be aware. And some are, you know, non-toxic. Some may just cause some GI upsets and loose stool. But to be safe, because mushrooms are so hard to identify a lot of times, you know, just err on the side of caution and, you know, try to stay away from those. Another thing is the weather's cool down. You know, you'll start beginning seeing more rodents out because they're looking for warmer places to go. So definitely be cautious in regards to chemicals, rodenticides, even mothballs. Mothballs look benign, but they can definitely be quite dangerous as they contain chemicals that can be toxic to our pets. Some of the signs of issues after consuming mothballs: GI upsets, neurological signs, abnormalities in the blood cells, so blood changes, and sometimes even organ failure. And of course, you know, during that time of the year, you're baking more things, you are using, you know, more of our spices like nutmegs and apple cores and things of that nature. So be really cautious with your trash. You know, want to make sure that things like rotten apples, moldy baked goods, things of that nature can cause severe GI upsets in our pets. And baked goods can even lead into toxic issues with our pets. Another thing when you're out, you know, hiking or being outside with your pets, acorns. I know we get a lot of those that fall out of the trees. So being cautious, they can become a choking hazard and they can cause intestinal blockage. So making sure that your pets are not eating a lot of that stuff. And some of the autumn plants that come out that are great and they get you in the, you know, in all the feels for the autumn weather. But some of them, you know, again, can cause GI upsets, loose stool, things like your chrysanthemums, your autumn crocus. So definitely, you know, mums, daisies, things of that nature, definitely be cautious. And the same thing if the dried ones, like your potpourri or your essential oils. Just the other day, I was so excited. I got out my wax burner and I put my pumpkin spice wax melts in there. Just be cautious with things like that and make sure that they are completely out of reach of your pets, especially some of our curious kitties who, you know, like to stick their foot in things and lick it off, or even, you know, a pet that can get onto a higher counter or, you know, gain access to something that may be at a table level. You certainly don't want them to smell something that they think will be a good idea to investigate and have a problem when it comes to that. And of course, as it starts getting older, people start to winterize their vehicles. So always be careful about storing antifreeze. You know, the smell and the taste are sweet, so it can definitely be attractive to pets. It's something that can cause serious kidney damage, and you need to be really cautious, you know, in regards to the storage as well as the use when you are using it and making sure that your pets, you are not getting into it. And another thing that comes during this time of the year, when you get into fall and then you go into winter, it starts to become cold and flu season. As much as it's not fun for us, you always have to be really cautious, especially when you're not feeling well. People will have allergy meds in their purses, or, you know, cold and flu allergy relief and cold and flu relief. A lot of people have to use inhalers because of some of the pollens and things that come out. And you always want to make sure that they stay out of reach of pets. They can become quite harmful. There's a lot of, you know, reports in there of pets that get into purses or steal inhalers off of tables And then, you know, they're chewing on it. Same thing with our cold and flu medication. So really being cautious about the environment, the things around you, and just make sure that as long as you are kind of diligent and observant, that you can have a safe fall and enjoy being outside and doing these fun things. You know, hiking is wonderful, but always making sure that you have an eye on your pet. If they are off leash, don't let them travel too far ahead of you, because it takes a second for them to grab something or get a hold of something that can cause a problem. And if you're a distance away, you may not even see that they've gotten into it and could potentially have an issue. So definitely enjoy the fall season, but be diligent of our pets and what they have the possibility of getting into. And that way they're safe. There's no emergency vet visits, and it's a great, enjoyable, you know, time of the year for everybody involved.
That's what we like to hear. No emergency room visits. Yay.
Absolutely. They're not fun.
No. So let's take a quick break. When we return, Monica's going to share some fun Halloween pet tips. We'll be back in just a moment. Hello, everyone. Susan Marie here to tell you about the award-winning three-book series, The Doggy Diva Diaries. It is a trilogy of heartwarming and inspirational stories about Miss Olive, a lonely little rescue pup, hoping to find her forever family and friends and a life filled with love. In this series, Miss Olive learns that it doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, it's the kindness and love you have on the inside that counts. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other online booksellers. And please visit us at thedoggydiva.com for more information. Thank you, everyone.
Hey, pet parents. Ever wondered how to safely bring the great outdoors inside and connect your indoor pets with nature? Meet Pet Greens, the pioneers in organic live cat grass, catnip, and treats powered with green nutrition. Discover the healing properties of wheatgrass, packed with nutrients and gentle green fiber to support digestive health. Pet Greens helps your pets truly thrive inside. Check out our full range of live cat grass, catnip, and treats at petgreens.com. That's petgreens.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back. We're here with Monica Layton, who has some helpful tips for celebrating Halloween safely with our pets. Now, Monica, you know me, and I have been to many of your pet functions with my pets all in costume. I am that one that loves to dress up my pets for Halloween. And I also like taking them from house to house because we live in a small neighborhood. Everybody has dogs, so it's like really fun. But can you just share some advice for pet parents who are hoping to celebrate Halloween safely with their pets this year?
Yes, Halloween is one of my favorite holidays, and we do not hold back celebrating in our house. Our pets, you know, have matching outfits a lot of times, and we like doing the family themes. Halloween is just so fun, and it's great to include our pets. There's so many fun activities, fall festivals and pumpkin carving and dressing up and Halloween parties and campfires. But we definitely want to make sure that our pets are covered when we're enjoying those activities. So first and foremost, it's not Halloween without dressing up. And a lot of people love to dress up their pet. And it's always just being sure that the costumes are well-fitting, that they don't impede your pet's sight or your pet's movement. You want to make sure that they're loose and they do not have any kind of constricting material. Checking the underarms, you know, under the legs, a lot of things, you know, will the costumes have either sleeves or straps that will go underneath the armpits or underneath the legs. And it's always making sure that those are not too tight. You don't want to get any kind of rashes or anything when your pet's moving. So being able to, you know, have enough space to be comfortable. Also being really cautious about, you know, a lot of things around their neck and how they fit around the neck, making sure they're not too snug, that you have a costume that's not going to easily be caught on things. And they should be able to walk and not have it adjust and move to where it's going to become a falling hazard or tripping hazard or getting tangled up in it. You also just want to be aware that certain pets' costumes can cause stress and anxiety. So if your pet loves to dress up, then by all means, we want to see them. However, if they are a little, you know, taken aback, they seem anxious, stressful, or anxiety ridden when you dress them up, then it may be a good idea to skip that aspect of Halloween and include your pets in another way just so they are comfortable. Another thing, of course, that goes hand in hand with the holidays, and this is already becoming a problem in my house, the Halloween treats. You know, they come out during the time of the year and they always go on sale and they're bite sized. And you put a big bag in the bowl and then you eat them constantly. But we want to make sure our pets are not eating them. So always making sure that if you do have candy, treats, you take your pets Halloween trick-or-treating with the kids, making sure that everything can be closed and your pet does not have a way to get into them. Because, of course, we want to avoid some of the toxic issues, most commonly chocolate. ASPCA has the great chocolate toxicity calculator that you can enter what your pet weighs and see how much chocolate they consume, and it'll tell you suggestions and what side effects to look for. You do have to eat a decent amount of chocolate to have more serious problems, and the majority of cases are mainly GI upsets. However, the darker the chocolate, the more toxic it is. And you always want to err on the side of caution because you do not want to get into an issue with having toxicity. And another thing is, over the years, our candies have come in way more variety. You have people that are diabetic or they have health issues or they're simply just trying to live a healthier lifestyle. And they have, over the years, gotten more and more candy and sweet treats that are made with sugar alternatives to be accessible to people that trying to live that lifestyle with a lower sugar. However, some of those lower sugar items are substituted with xylitol, which can be extremely toxic to our pets. A lot of our gums have that in there. I've seen a lot of low sugar gummy bears, things of that nature. And I know, you know, during the holidays, some people like to give out healthier forms of treats. So being really cautious to make sure that our pets are not getting into any of them, especially if they contain xylitol. And if your pet gets into anything that is labeled low sugar or, you know, no sugar or even raisins, you know, they say raisins is nature's candy and they're still given out as Halloween, but they're very toxic to our pets. So definitely get them straight to a veterinarian if they get into that. Halloween makeup. This is another great one. Like if you have family, you know, dressing up, costumes, making sure that your pets are not getting into that. We actually had an incident similar to that when Haley was a little younger and we were babysitting my sister's lab. And, you know, a typical lab, they eat everything. And Haley decided that she was going to try to put lipstick on her with her costume. And the dog ate the entire tube. Not just the lipstick, but the tube it came in. Yeah. So things of that nature. And, you know, you leave it out when you're getting ready and some of them have smells and they're sparkly. And, you know, a lot of them come in the little cylinder discs. You know, you can get a lot of the adhesive glues, things like that, that come with masks. So just making sure all of that is well within, out of your pet's reach. So they're not scooping anything up and having problems. Of course, you know, your decorations, being cautious, you know, when it comes to tripping hazards or shocking hazards, garlands that could get tied up in your pet, things that are thin and tinsely that they could possibly chew on. Another thing this time of the year, especially with decor items, the big dried corn husk that people like to put out with their hay barrels. It looks so great and fall-like, but corn on the cobs can... they can attract our pets. It looks really yummy, but the actual corn cob can cause GI issues and blockages in our pets. So being really cautious, you know, when it comes to that, even in our decor, because it's quite often that the pets are still attracted to them, even though they are blackled with glue and paint and, you know, are strictly decorative, but they still get consumed a lot during this time of the year. Glow sticks. Glow sticks are another one, or glow jewelry. It is fantastic to have your family reflective, and when you're out, especially with your pet, you know, making sure that they are reflective, so that way, you know, when the sun sets, you can be easily seen. But a lot of people, the kids will love glow sticks or glow jewelry, or they'll attach stuff to keys to, you know, help bring some extra light. And you want to be really cautious about your pet not getting into them. If ingested, it can cause issues, a lot of foaming, head shaking, vomiting, a lot of GI issues. So being careful that those are out of your pet's reach. And of course, you know, last but not least, our campfires, our lanterns, our artificial fire logs, all things that could potentially cause burns, injuries, stomach upset, possible, you know, intestinal blockages. So just being careful and alert on some of the potential dangers. So that way, when you include your pet in these things, you know exactly what to look for and what to be cautious with. So your pet is able to enjoy themselves and you're able to enjoy yourself and not be worried about your pet getting into something they shouldn't.
No, because we want to have fun with our pets on Halloween, any holiday. But yeah, well, these are great tips. So thank you so much, Monica, for being our guest and for sharing such really timely and valuable advice for keeping our pets healthy this fall, and that we enjoy a fun and safe Halloween with our pets. So we are looking forward to chatting again with you soon, because we have our holiday list coming up.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And wishing you, Haley, the pups and the kitties, a very happy Halloween and a happy fall. And all of you out there, have a safe and happy Halloween. We'll be back in just a moment.
Ready for the biggest cat celebration in the world? Come to the CFA International Cat Show and Expo in Cleveland, Ohio on October 12th and 13th. The Expo is the world's grandest cat celebration, seamlessly blending pedigree cat exhibitions with feline welfare and rescue initiatives. It captivates over 10,000 feline enthusiasts each year, celebrating all cats, whether rescue or pedigreed, in a shared spirit of love and unity. Dive into cat-themed activations and enlightening educational sessions. Marvel at 1,000 non-pedigree and pedigreed cats, adoptable felines, and explore over 100 cat-themed vendors. It's an event dedicated to honoring our beloved felines and their admirers. And guess what feline influencers are coming to meet and greet? YouTube cat video sensation Aaron's Animals, as well as Nathan the Cat Lady, Lambo Leisha, Chupi, and many, many more. Gather your cat crew and do whatever it takes to head to the CFA Cat Expo. It's a whisker-wiggling, tail-twirling extravaganza you won't want to miss. Get your tickets at cfacatexpo.com. That's cfacatexpo.com.
We would like to thank our guests this week. And also, as our doggy divas always say, please love your pets because they love you unconditionally. And please remember to adopt, foster, spay, neuter, and microchip. And as always, please have a great Diva Week, everyone.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Doggy Diva Show. To find out more about Susan Marie and the Doggy Divas, visit them at their website, thedoggydiva.com, and on Facebook at The Doggy Diva Show. Tell your fellow pet parents about it. We look forward to having you join us again for the next episode. See you soon.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.